Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one. And we just give everyone a warm welcome into our service in the name of the Lord. And it's good to have a brother Don, Sister Samantha with us. And the Lord bless you and the whole family. And also it's good to have our Irish contendant back. Sister, she knows how, she loves me to tell her that. You know, really, one day I found out when it was the other way around, I was half Scottish, if not more than half. It wasn't that she was Irish, I was Scottish. And that's the truth, you know, because one side of our family is Thompson, which is Scottish. And some say McKinsey's Scottish as well. And Matthew found out that there's a king somewhere in Scotland and they gave the McKinsey's an island of their own. Well, I was just hoping, Gary, we could find it again. Praise God. Shake hands for whoever's beside you and say, the Lord bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Now, just before we, you may be seated for a moment, and I won't be long this morning, but I want to say a special thank you to everybody for this year, for your support, the meetings. And it's been a tough year in many different ways, and we just appreciate the Lord and just continue to praise your brother Gary Chad. For brother Keith was taken into hospital the other day, but he's been released again, and he's in a terrible time with different things in his body, and we just want to continue to pray that God completely deliver him. Also pray for brother Rain, he's hurt his back. And any others that's not well this morning as well, we appreciate what our brothers pray. I want to say this morning a big thank you, especially to two people in this meeting. And on behalf of this whole fellowship, I want to thank them, because every Sunday they come and they open this hall up, and I don't think I've ever had to come once, and I don't think many have till, but our brother Mark and our sister Oliver come every Sunday, and they do a very faithful job. And the whole fellowship wants to appreciate you, and I want you to both come with someone for you. Well, we want to thank Jeff and Suzanne as well, everybody. Praise God. Amen. And I appreciate each and every one, and also Sister Carl for the Sunday school work. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you one thing, a church that doesn't have a Sunday school, to me, that's wrong. I believe in church Sunday school. And you know, when Jack Coe first felt the call of God, the minister basically bluffed him off to the Sunday school class because he didn't want him preaching in the main hall. But Jack Coe's Sunday school class outgrew the whole church very quickly. And there's other great men as well you could read in history, and they were bluffed off, really, because they were so adamant they wanted to do something for God, and they more or less, well, you can do a Sunday school class, by the way, there's not much to it. But because God was with them men, the Lord blessed it and it became bigger than the church. And the Bible says if we're faithful in the small things, then we'll be faithful in the bigger things. So I want to appreciate everybody, the deacons, the elders, each and every one that's here, every brother, every sister. And the Lord bless each and every one of you. Praise God. Now let us turn to the Word of God this morning. I just want to read one verse. If we could stand, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. And I won't keep as long this morning. And I know it's cold this morning, and but just bear with us. Praise God. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. And you know, everybody today is talking about Santa Claus. And not that we want, don't spoil anything for the children, but you know Santa Claus came from St. Nicholas. Mm-hmm. And he was a good lad, really. It wasn't that he was a bad fella. Because he went about giving people gifts and all, and that's, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's nothing really to do with the birth of Christ. But the, today we're going to appreciate the birth of Christ.
Yes,
and we as Christians can enjoy Christmas. Because when we do it, we're thinking about the Lord. And the coming of Jesus into this world. So we can appreciate it. For that reason, praise God.
Amen.
Let's read verse 22. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. For Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your precious Son, God's wrapped gift, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that this time of the year when the world's celebrating many different things, we want to celebrate you, the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to praise you, magnify your name and say, Lord, we appreciate you. We love you, Lord, with all of our hearts because you first loved us. Father, help us today to remember you and to bring out the Lord Jesus Christ from the pages of this wonderful book. Help us by the Holy Spirit. Father, pray for Brother Ian. You'll touch him and you'll heal him. Pray for Brother Keith. You'll touch him and you'll heal him. Pray for Brother John that you'll touch him and you'll heal him. Lord, for any others this morning that need your touch, may you touch them and may you heal them. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Father, I ask for every wee boy and every wee girl that's under this roof this morning. May the blessing and the power of God be upon them young. In Jesus' precious name. And may they appreciate what you died on the cross for them 2,000 years ago. Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit to help me. And I thank you that you do undertake for me. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. One text this morning from our text, God with us. And our text speaks to us of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is said, they shall call his name Emmanuel. Now you don't read very, very many times in the Bible of this usage of this name Emmanuel. And you could take it. It's given in Emmanuel, and then it's also given in the language of God with us. So we know that Emmanuel is God with us.
Yes.
This is a special thing.
Yes.
Born of a virgin, God with us. Now, children are often called after their relatives, after their mother or their father, after different names. And today, some of the names children are given is terrible. Some people call children after a pair of trousers. After, you know, all sorts of stuff I've heard children's names called after. But I thank God for Christians that try to call their children Christian names. Godly names. And I preached a sermon about this years ago that there's something in a name. And here's a name this morning, and there's something in this name, Jesus.
Amen.
God with us. Now you know the old people years ago in Scripture always called their children after scriptural names. And the name had a scriptural meaning. And this name here this morning definitely has a scriptural teaching. And it definitely has a scriptural meaning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 1:21 it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and I shall call his name Jesus.
Amen.
For he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus.
Yes.
Praise God. Jesus is a powerful name. Now, we don't hear much of this name, Emmanuel. As I said earlier, and you don't read of the apostles. when you go on through the New Testament mentioning the name Emmanuel, but they say things that mean the name Emmanuel. And they make statements that mean the same as this name Emmanuel, because this name Emmanuel means God with us. Now in John 1 verse 1 it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." There's Emmanuel. There's God with us. See, some people today don't believe Jesus was really God. Some people today don't believe in the virgin birth. Some people try to just say Jesus is like an angel, or Jesus is a good person. But I'm going to show you this morning from the Word of God that Jesus is a man, and yet he's more than a man. He's Emmanuel. Just like the Bible says, he is God with us. Praise God. This clearly shows us God was with us in the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a glorious fact. Or the highest importance of all, that since Christ was born in the world, God is with us. This is the most important thing in the world today. Who is in politics, or who's president here or there, or the highest here or there, it's not as important as this fact. This is the most important fact. God is with us. Emmanuel.
Yes, that's right.
This is more important than any other thing. Because this world will cease. But Jesus Christ has prepared a place for us as believers. Praise God. If we divide this text into two portions, first of all, God is the first portion, then the next part is God with us. So I want you to look at this text in two ways. First of all, God. Then I want you to look at God with us. Praise God. Now you could have somebody with you that's important, but you will never have nobody with you as important as this man Jesus. Because when you've got the Lord Jesus with you, God is actually with you. Are you hearing me? God's with you. I want you to think of that sober thought for a moment. We as finite beings cannot comprehend that thought. That God Almighty that made the heaven and the earth is with us. God is actually with us. Not only is God with us, but when we receive the Holy Spirit, God is in us.
Yes, amen.
Because a prophet of God said, Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New Testament. And he said, God was with them, then God became in them. So it was God above them, God with them, now it's God in them, not one man, but in his church.
Yes, amen.
In the mystical body of Jesus Christ, for the Bible says, by one Spirit he baptized into one body. By the Holy Spirit. That's why it's a must to have the Holy Spirit. You're not really born again until you have the Holy Spirit. You know that? You're born into the body by the Holy Spirit. You're justified up to that, but you're not born again. You need the Holy Spirit to be born into the body of Jesus Christ. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you are saved unto the day of redemption. Praise God. So when some of the old churches preached saved and lost, they were right, because they weren't really born again. But when you're really born again, born of the Spirit of God, is not the Bible says. You can't be born again without the Spirit of God. Do you know that?
Amen.
You can't be. You can only be born again by the Spirit of Almighty God.
Yes, amen.
And when you're born again of the Spirit of Almighty God, you can never be lost. You are born again. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we see God, then we see God with us. The deity of our Lord Jesus Christ is a fundamental doctrine of Christian faith. Now I want to quote you Spurgeon today, and I want to quote you William Branham as well. But you know Spurgeon had some tremendous statements he made.
Yes,
powerful man of God, you know. Listen to this. "But let it remain as a matter of faith that Jesus Christ, even he who lay in Bethlehem's manger,
yes,
and was carried in a woman's arms, and lived a suffering life and died on a malefactor's cross, was nevertheless God over all,
yes,
blessed forever.
Amen.
Upholding all things by the word of his power.
Amen.
That's a statement from Spurgeon, it's not some statement.
Yes.
He was God over all, yet he hung on a cross, he suffered and died for me and you. God with us.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, little Jehovah, laying in a manger, God with us. God condescending. Condescending means to come down. He left the glory and splendor of his ivory palace above, and he took upon him the form of a man, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, so that we could say these words, God with us.
Amen.
This is not just a good man with you. This is not an angel with you, or an exalted priesthood with you, or a prophet with you. This is more than all that.
That's right.
This is God with us.
Amen.
God with us. That's what we have today.
Mm-hmm.
His words were more than just spoken words by an angel. Listen to this. Here's your Bible for it. Hebrews 2 verse 2 and 3. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? So these are more powerful words than words spoken by an angel. We appreciate the words spoken by an angel, but this is more than an angel.
Yes,
these are the words of Almighty God himself. God with us. This is Emmanuel we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is God with us.
Amen.
First of all, God. Then it's God with us.
Amen.
I won't have time this morning, and I won't take the time to go into every single thing about this, because you could preach a long time on these thoughts. He was not just some good man or person elevated into the Godhead, as some people suggest. But he was God, the very God.
Amen.
Manifested in the flesh. He wasn't just some super person that elevated himself one day into the position of the Godhead, but he was God, the very God, made flesh, himself God with us. 2 Corinthians 5 and 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ. Christ wasn't in God. God was in Christ. I want you to get that. It doesn't read that Christ was in God. It reads that God was in Christ. And the fact that God was in Christ makes Christ God manifested in flesh. He is, therefore, as Spurgeon said, and many other wonderful men of God said, the God-man, the man Christ Jesus, God with us.
Amen.
God in Christ. He was as surely God as he can be. Not only would the great strength of our hope be gone, but as to this text, he was God veiled in human flesh. Your preaching is no strength if he's not God. Your message is no strength if he's not God. But he had to be God. And he was God. And thank God he still is God.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
What a Savior. Let me read you this from the great and mighty conqueror. But inside of there dwelt none other but Almighty God. The great mighty one. He could recreate. He could create new things. He could speak. What he asked for would be given at a second. He humbled himself. He kept the law. He wanted to give an example. He wanted to be the right kind of conqueror. And he was. And he proved himself to be that. He was God. Ain't that some statement? He could recreate. Maybe just took that thought this morning about the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was more than a man. The Bible says about Jesus, never man speak like this man. The Bible says about Jesus, of all the books in the world were written of the things Jesus did, all the books in the world could not contain the things the Lord did. I hear people saying that there's been more dead today than there was in the days of Jesus. That's not scriptural. Don't believe that. That's unbiblical. Because I've quoted you of all that's done what Jesus did. The world couldn't hold it. And remember one statement waxed wrong in two folds. You hear me?
Amen.
Because it's the Lord that did it. Still today. Do you understand that? When you look at the ministry of the great men that God used down to the seven church age messengers, they would stand here and say with me the same. I was only there when he came. I never done it. He done it. Thank God he let me see it. But he done it. And we give all the glory to him. For it is the Lord that does it. God with us. Praise God. Firstly, I want you to admire this truth. God with us. God that made all things should assume the nature of one of his own creatures. I want you to think of that. That God Almighty, God so supreme, God of all authority, God of all creation, will assume himself to stoop down to such a low condition to become me and you. And you remember that we're nothing but the dust of the earth. Want you to get that? We came from the dust of the earth.
Amen.
That's what we're made from.
Yes.
God from the dust of the earth made man. When did you ever hear us? A preacher making a statement like William Branham made about Melchizedek. He said, God took a lump of clay, a lump of dust, made himself a body, stepped into it, stood before Abraham. That's what a prophet said. I never heard no other preachers talk like that to you, but I believe it. And I tell you, we are but clay. And God Almighty, God that made everything, and God Almighty that knows everything, humble himself to come down to creatures like me and you. You remember, not only did he condescend and come down to creatures as me and you, but we were rebellious. We were lost. We were sinful. We were ungodly. We're now saying God with us, but remember, before he came, we were ungodly. We were without God and his Son, dominated by the devil and damned. But God so loved the world, John 3:16. That he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, I want you to see this. The self-existent should be united with the dependent and derived, and almighty linked with the feeble and mortal. I tell you, this is a miracle. We can clearly see before us that Jehovah, he never took the place of some great noble or spiritual being such as a seraph or a cherub, but God became one with man in the lovely person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He never came as an angel, he never came as a cherub or a serpent or any of those things, but he came in the person of Jesus Christ, born of a woman, made of a woman.
Amen.
That's how he came. Oh, I remember reading that verse one day. It was such a blessing, made of a woman. Born of a woman and made of a woman. That's how God came. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says, to wit, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Philippians 2:7, but made himself of no reputation. Isn't that the opposite till today? Isn't it? No reputation. That's the very thing we want to keep today. You do any walk of life, man lacks a reputation, doesn't he? He lacks a reputation that he's the strongest, he's the fastest, he's the bravest, he's the toughest. He lacks the reputation, oh, don't you dare touch his pride. Well, that's what it is. But Jesus Christ humbled himself.
Yes, he will. Right.
And he's obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. I tell you, he was no boaster, but he could have boasted. Almighty God, God with us. Remember that in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, manhood was not merely a quickening spirit, but also suffering, hungering, dying, flesh and blood. The Lord had taken all of this to himself as a materialism of it all. All the things you can associate with mankind, Christ took it all. He knows when we're suffering. For the Bible says he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. You can't tell me that about no other man. You can't say to me of another man without sin. But this man was. Do you know why? Because God was in him. God was in him. Sinless Son of God. The Lord had taken all this to himself. The materialism which makes up the body, and a body is after all but the dust of the earth. We can't comprehend this, how much of a stoop it was for God to thus dwell in human flesh. God with us. Can you think of it this morning, how much of a stoop down it was for God? God that's almighty, God that's self-existing. Our minds can't comprehend how much of a stoop down it was for God to become us.
Amen.
That we might become him. That's the Bible now. Not only did God come to us in his Son, but remember, a fallen humanity. We all have a rebellious people away from God. All mankind was lost in sin and rebellion. All of us. Not one of us, but all of us. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All! Everybody. That's all your prophets too. No matter how good they were. Born sinners. And there's not a one of them without fault. Not a one. But this man hath no fault. And they showed him because he was in them. Every one of them. When I look at Isaiah, I see Christ. When I look at Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, I see Christ. When I look at Joseph, I see Christ. Because they were speaking of someone greater than was to come. That was the Lord Jesus Christ, God with us. Romans 8:3-4 tells us, for what the law could not do, that in it was weak through the flesh. God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Verse 4 of Romans 8. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What man couldn't do in the flesh, Jesus done it. Jesus done it. Aren't you glad today you're not saved because of your bonus points this week? Whether you were a good Christian this week or a bad Christian, what is a good Christian? What is a bad Christian? You were saved today because of Romans 4. You were saved because of the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because this book says in Romans 4 that God did not impute to you your sin, but he imputed to you, which means he freely gave, he freely imparted. He said, here it is, it's yours, take it, the righteousness
Jesus Christ and the righteousness of his son Jesus Christ exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the righteousness of the Pharisees. Because it's God's righteousness. It's the highest form there is of all righteousness. It is righteousness itself. On display in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're saved. Saved because of him. Not saved because he knew. Not saved because of what you've done. But saved because he knew you.
Amen.
He knew you. And he predestined you. According to Romans and Ephesians and all these scriptures. From the foundation of the world. And there was a day when he called you. And God, by his unmerited favor and his grace, chose you in himself. And by his grace he called you. And he allowed his spirit to come on you. And he allowed his spirit to move on you. And he gloriously and wondrously saved you. Because it's God with us. This is more than a man's message we have. This is God's message. This is more than the words of a preacher. This is God's holy word. God's infallible word. We saw on Wednesday night it's unadulterated. It's infallible. That means it's an absolute. That's what it means. Hence the prophet preached the message, the absolute.
Amen.
Oh, didn't William Branham made a tremendous statement? He said, you have a tie post. You have a place in your lifetime, in your experience, you met with God. You know when you get saved, you know when you met with the Lord. And when the devil comes to give you a hard time, you go back to that spot, to that place when you get saved. And you can say, I met the Lord there. I called on the name of the Lord just over there. And I was saved. Romans 10 and 9. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God cannot break his own word. Praise God. Now I'm not going to keep you as long this morning. I'm near finished. The clock's flying. You wouldn't think it. 10 past already. Can't believe it. Want you to see the depths. It is all we can say as we look on the marvel of this stoop of divine love. Notice also when we look from a distance on the marvel, what a miracle that's set before us here. This is a miracle. Our Lord was incarnate in a body which was truly a human body, but yet in some wondrous way, deity. Deity was in that body. Not just deity, but here's another phrase which William Branham says a lot. Supreme deity.
Amen.
Some people preach Jesus as deity, but they don't believe he's supreme deity. How many remembers when I preached a sermon called Supreme Deity? Do you know what that means? Supreme deity means it's not just a bit of God or something like that, but God himself in him.
Amen.
Really is God. Supreme deity. If you had the church age book, you can't read that and not see that. When you read the seven church age books, there's a big emphasis made in that book about the supreme deity, Jesus Christ. Thank God for it. Let me read you this. Let me tell you this, you see, about this God. Our Lord was incarnate in the body, was truly a human body, and yet in some wondrous way, divine. Now I want you to think of Almighty God. You see, we can't comprehend it. We have no fear of God. But the Old Testament, they did. They said, no man can look at God and live. For our God's a consuming fire. Psalms 104 verse 32 says this. He looketh on the earth and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills and they smoke. That's our God. God's Almighty God. He's a terrible God, you know. But you see, we don't really know that, understand that so much. That's why we need to read the Old Testament as well. To get the whole picture. Get the whole portrait! Not just a bit of it. All of it. See what our God is, and you remember this statement, whatever God once was, He still remains. And I tell you, this is why this Almighty God, this fearful God, and the Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. This is a God that one day these men and women that's evil and do these evil things is going to have to give an account before Almighty God. Ain't that something? Aren't you glad that you're falling under Romans 8? What's that, brother? No condemnation. That means no judgment. You're judged by the word of God. You judge yourself by the word. You accept Christ, and the judgment of sin was placed on Him for you and me. We can't be judged for that sin no more. Original sin's dealt with. And the sting of death. Christ took it at the cross. Amen. Took the sting out of death. Dealt with. People can't condemn you for original sin no more. Christ just took it. And the first moment you believed in Him, you were accepted. Amen. In the Beloved. The Old Testament said, no man can see God and live. But yet He became man. Hebrews 10:5. Wherefore, when He cometh into the world, He saith, sanctifice and offerings, thou wouldest not but a body, hast thou prepared me. Jesus came with a body. Emmanuel, God with us. He came in a body, a physical body. God with us. Let me read you this from Hebrews 6. And if you have the Hebrew series, a wonderful series, the veil. God came down veiled in flesh to do what? To show Himself. He had to hide because we couldn't see Him. And He hid Himself the veil. And the veil was who? Jesus. Not me that doth the works, my Father, Jesus said. My Father dwelleth in me, I work, the Father worketh, and worketh hitherto. Here He is as the veiled one, walking in the flesh, God Emmanuel, God with us, God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. Here He is, walking around, but Jesus is the veil. Didn't He say, I must come to my temple? Didn't He say to those that stood there, tear this temple down, in 3 days I'll raise it up again? And they start to tell Him how many years it took to build it. Not knowing He's talking about the veil of flesh. Not knowing He's talking about the earthly temple that He's dwelling in. They didn't recognize their day and the message of their day. Are you hearing me today? Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm not talking about some doctrine or some saying. I'm talking about Christ. He was the Word. They failed to see the Word in their day. They were religious. How many knows that? Scribes and Pharisees was religious, but when he went through the ears of, you know, and he plucked the ears of corn on the Sabbath to condemn them. He said the Sabbath wasn't made for man, but man's the Sabbath. Or vice versa. But you know, in other words, Sunday, you know, it's not made to keep us in bondage, it's made for us.
Yes.
That's what it means.
Yes.
But people beat you with it with a stick. But He was the Lord of the Sabbath.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
They didn't know Him. They didn't recognize the Word in their day before them. He never came out of any of their synagogues. He never came out of any of their colleges. He never came the way they thought He would come. As the reed shaking in the wind. Was not what said of John the Baptist. John never came the way they thought either. Came in camel's hair. Rough wilderness man. Never came the way they thought. But his mother was filled with the Holy Ghost when he was still in her womb.
John was filled with the Spirit before he was born.
That's the Bible now.
That's the truth. Amen.
Jesus came, God with us. But they didn't recognize him. And the world today doesn't recognize him either. They recognize today, on Tuesday, they're going to recognize Santa Claus. Some fella in a red garment with a bubble on a hat. That climbs down chimneys. They'll give him all the praise. And all the wee signs are out. And I'm not knocking it this morning. Don't bypass us. Come here. We can appreciate that for the children. But you see, it's really all about the Lord. It's all about the Lord. Not some pagan festival.
No.
Christ wasn't even born at that time of the year either.
That's right.
He was born in April. How many knows that? Not even his birthday, but it's somebody's birthday. Did you ever think of that? It's somebody's birthday. It's somebody's birthday. But it's not the Lord's. And you go and search it yourself, because we don't want to say too much, because I'm looking forward to Christmas myself. And I think there's nothing wrong with giving out presents, but I'm going to remember the Lord. God with us. God veiled. What a mighty miracle. Divine power was wonderfully seen in the continued existence of the materialism of Christ's body. Divine power in him. Which else had been consumed by such a wondrous contact with divinity? Admire the power which dwelt God with us. And I'm finishing that. Coming to close. Isaiah 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born. And he's not called St. Nicholas. Or Santa Claus. But he's called Jesus. Unto us the Son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. I want you to think of this further as I'm coming to close. I want you to think of God in this man's flesh. God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, fulfilling what it says in the book of Psalms. Thou shalt not leave my Holy One in hell, neither shalt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption, but it'll raise up.
Amen.
I want to tell you this morning in this meeting house that Buddha is still in the grave. And if you could open it up this morning, if there's any flesh left, which I doubt, it would stink. Muhammad's still in the grave. All the world's false prophets and false religions are still in the grave. But the tomb's empty. The cross is empty. And Jesus Christ is risen indeed. And it's God with us today. Aren't you glad God's with you? Why don't you invite him home this Christmas? Invite Jesus in this Christmas. I trust you will. Let us stand our feet this morning. In case I forget, don't forget, we're here again tonight. There'll be no service midweek. But we'll be back next Sunday, the Lord willing. Let's bow our heads. If you want prayer this morning, I want you to be sincere in this house. I want you to really think of it. The great thing God done for every one of us. God with us. Humble himself. He became us. We that were lost, we that were sinful, they became us. That we might become Him. Because He loved us. And God is love. Let's have reverence now. No mucking about. If you want prayer this morning, and every eye closed, every head bowed, lift your hand up before the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we just thank You and praise You. That what a miracle this is. What a revelation it is. What a truth it is. That God is with us. In and through the lovely person of Thy Son. The Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, then, in this 20th century, He sent a voice, prophet. And He said, look beyond the veil. And you'll see God. Lord, as we look beyond the veil today, we see none other than Almighty God. We thank You for this great truth. The mystery of godliness. What a truth. Father, bless the hands that's raised today. Meet every need, I pray. Answer prayer, Lord Jesus. Help us to comprehend the breadth and the depth of the love of Almighty God. Oh, we want to tell You we appreciate You for Your love unto each and every one of us. Lord, we don't worship St. Nicholas or Santa Claus, but we worship Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank You the tomb's empty. We thank You the cross is empty. We thank You You're coming again for the bride that's made herself ready. And the bride says, even so, come Lord Jesus. Catch Thy winning bride away. Father, prepare us for that great event. For Lord, we know we'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Father, bless every wee boy and every wee girl in this room. Help them to understand these great truths, that Jesus came to save them. Help them to see that Christ died on the cross and took the penalty of God's wrath so that we could be free for all time and all eternity. Father, bless the hands raised, meet every need. Provide for Your people at this time. And touch those that are sick at this time and heal them. Make them whole. Say we would meet again or Thou would come or call. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each and every one this morning. God bless each one.